Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy, as always, to have you with us as we continue our study of Islamophobia and the 2020 election. This is the critique of Professor Todd Green's seminar, which he have done before an audience of students, as Professor Todd Green accepted the invitation of the Northeast Iowa Peace and Justice Center and the Interfaith in Action groups. And previously in our study, we spent enough time to cover some of the lies which sadly has been taught by our presidents, which are the lies of Mr. George W. Bush in the Islamic Center in Washington, D.C., 4 days after September 11, and the lies of Mr. Barack Hussein Obama in this Islamic Center of Baltimore, which we discovered to be the source of knowledge of Professor Todd Green. Today, we'll go back to Professor Todd Green to see what else he will be teaching his audience about Islamophobia and the 2020 election. Professor Todd Green will have a fully, completely different idea about our president. Yes, indeed, you heard me right. You see, now Professor Todd Green will argue against Mr. George W. Bush by telling us that he is the beginning of the Islamophobia movement, because he changed his mind about Muslims and Islam. And that itself is a great evidence that Mr. George W. Bush is not a prophet. He did not receive revelation from God for Professor Todd Green or any liberals in the world. Just recently, as I spoke at a school in Walmart, Minnesota, and I quoted one of the saying of Mr. George W. Bush, the liberals who attended my meeting clapped their hands and they were so excited about President Bush's teaching about Islam. But as I exposed his lies, which he taught in that small segment, they were quiet. Why? Because what Bush says did not fit what Allah said or what Muhammad said. So don't get so excited about quoting some of your liberals or some of the statements of the ignorance of our leaders, because the answer is not found in our politicians' political speeches, but the answer is in the book. It is Allah's word in the Quran and the teaching of his prophet, that is the self-proclaimed prophet of Islam, Muhammad, or what the Bible actually teaches concerning Christianity. You see, Mr. George W. Bush contradicts himself. On one hand, he is praising Allah and Muhammad and Islam 4 days after September 11 in the Islamic Center in Washington, D.C. But now, Professor Todd Green will speak against him for the other things which he said about the war we have overseas. And trust me, as liberal Professor Todd Green is, he will be able to smoothly convince his audience of the problem of the Islamophobia, which just started with George W. Bush after September 11. So I want you to listen carefully to how Professor Todd Green changes his opinion about Mr. George Bush. And without further ado, here he is, Professor Todd Green.
In terms of Islamophobia, again, the 2000 election, there's not much to really talk about. Pre-9/11, as I mentioned a while ago, the Republican Party did a really effective job of reaching Muslim voters then. 2004, 2008, now we're getting post-9/11, and there are some narratives that are being put out there early on that do cross the line in what I would think of as Islamophobia, sort of casting Muslims or Islam as a religion to be feared or to have some sort of hostility towards or as our enemy.
Now Professor Todd Green is back to his propaganda of Islamophobia. He's telling his audience that before 2000 election, there was not much to talk about. Now, that was before the 9/11 attack. So the Republicans did a great job To do what? To reach out to the Muslim voters. But then he talked about 2004 and 2008. Now that is after September 11 attack. As Professor Green told his audience about the new narrative being put out there early on that he did not think would cross the line into Islamophobia. Professor Todd Green continued to say, short of casting Muslims or Islam as a religion to be feared or to have some sort of hostility towards or as our enemy. I believe the problem we have with Professor Todd Green, like the rest of the liberals, they do not have any common sense. They do not have any logic. For I believe September 11 came and left, and they still do not have any clue what happened on September 11. They think September 11 is nothing. You see, here is the reality. Islam has never changed before or after 9/11. But few of the American people learned some facts about Islam after September 11. Some got educated after September 11. Like in any other tragedy. If you never have cancer, you will never study and learn about cancer. Even though cancer has been there for a long time. And hundreds of thousands, but maybe millions of people died with cancer. But if the day comes and you discover that you yourself have cancer, that is the day when you start learning about cancer. And you educate yourself and you educate others. And maybe that's when you most likely will do everything you can to save your life, to change your life. That is including changing everything about how you live, what to eat and what to drink, taking medicine, maybe do radiation or chemotherapy, whatever it takes to save your life from dying with cancer. So the problem, once again, with our liberal friends, they do not see anything wrong in Islam because they have not got what happened in September 11, because they did not tie what happened in September 11 with Islam, because they simply believe Islam is love, Islam is peace. And if Islam is love and Islam is peace, that means these 19 hijackers were just simply radical people who were financially struggling or who were uneducated or who were crazy, mentally ill, or simply they are just confused people who did not know the true Islam and they misunderstood the Quran. And these are the four reasons given by Muslims in the West and by liberals to make us believe that is what caused September 11. But as we have been doing in this radio broadcast for years, and in this study of Islamophobia and the 2020 election for the last 14 broadcasts, we are opening the Quran and learning about Muhammad from his teachings and from his actions, his sunnah, what Muhammad used to do. And we discovered that September 11 was simply the practice of the commands of Allah in the Quran and the practice of the teaching of Muhammad in the Hadith. It is actually following the sunnah of Muhammad. If Muhammad was living here in America on September 11, trust me, he would be taking the first aeroplane to the first tower. As a matter of fact, I believe he will have a meeting with these 19 hijackers in some mosque in New York, and there he will have a final prayer with his Muslim 19 believers, and he and them will all die for Allah. That's exactly how Muhammad would have done it. And if it was there, if it was Muhammad there doing that, trust me, the liberals will defend Muhammad and his followers by finding some other excuse of why Muhammad did what he did. They will find defensive reasons or some other problem with us in America to set Muhammad and the 19 hijackers free. But here is the truth, Professor Green. Things after September 11 changed in America. Before September 11, the American people believed the Muslims. Nobody would have ever thought that 19 Muslim believers in America will be killing 3,000. But after September 11, when people saw these towers going down, and when they saw the terrorist acts of these Muslims, which is simply the fruit which fall from the tree of Islam, then some of the American people, sadly, just a few, read the Quran. And now we know that we have an enemy. It's not because the American people changed and they start being Islamophobic towards the Muslims. No, it's because the Muslim people of America shows a real color of Islam. That's why the Americans started waking up and began saying the right things about the Muslims and their hatred towards America.
Skeptics are constantly grouping God's Holy Bible together with Muhammad's unholy Quran. These mockers claim that both books are filled with tales of unjustified violence and that they speak of jihad, or holy war, against the infidels. But is this true? To answer this important challenge, Usama Dakdok has just released the first of a special two-book series investigating the concept of jihad in both the Bible and the Quran. Volume 1, entitled Exposing the Truth About Jihad, Holy War in the Bible, takes an honest and unvarnished view of death and killing as recorded throughout the pages of the Holy Scriptures. From Genesis to Revelation, from the Flood to the Second Coming, Usama Dakdok examines the logical and moral justification for God's judgment against sin. From the conquest of Canaan to the cross of Calvary, Exposing the Truth About Jihad, Holy War in the Bible provides the reader with a thorough and detailed investigation into this difficult yet crucial topic. In Volume 2, Exposing the Truth About Jihad, Unholy War in the Quran, the author will likewise provide a fair and honest examination of the arbitrary and unjustified killing as commanded by Allah in the pages of the Quran. Visit us online at www.thestraightway.org to order your copy of this new book today. The Straightwave Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. And now, back to our show.
Even Mr. Bush, whom you praised earlier in your teaching, now you're going to turn your back against him. You know why? Because Mr. Bush did not know hardly anything about Islam, and he was shocked when he saw what happened on September 11. Mr. Bush was so worried about the American reaction to the Muslim action of September 11. That's why. He was trying to make peace between the Americans and the Muslims by pretending that Islam had nothing to do with September 11. He was just simply reading a speech written by some liberal. But in reality, even Bush himself changed after September 11 because he realized that we have a problem with Islam. Like Thomas Jefferson, who did not have any problem with the Muslims, but when he learned about Islam by reading the Quran, he went to war with four Muslim countries: Morocco, Algeria, Tunisia, and Libya. This is the reality. Have Mr. George W. Bush read the Quran or learned any truths about Islam before September 11? Maybe, I'm just saying maybe, he would not have given that ridiculous speech in that Islamic center in Washington, D.C. Once again, let's go back to Professor Todd Green to see his new opinion of Mr. George W. Bush.
Bush most famously or infamously called the build-up to the war on terror a crusade. That crusade language didn't go over well in the Muslim-majority world. It certainly didn't go over well among Muslim Americans here, amongst many others, right? And he did back off. He got criticized, and he did back off the crusading language. So this wasn't a consistent rhetoric that he was employing. But this was sort of a bit of a sign that you know he had some mixed messaging when it came to rhetoric and policies that pertain to Muslim or Muslim majority regions.
Yes, indeed, my friends. I remember when Mr. George W. Bush used the word crusades. And if we understood the first crusades, we would not have found any problem with the statement about the crusade. You see, the first crusade was a defensive war, and without it, Muslims would have taken all Europe from the west of Spain to the east of Turkey. And don't forget that the crusaders waited 470-some years before taking this action to end the Muslim invasions to Europe. And I believe if the crusaders spent some of their effort, that is, money and energy, to educate the Muslim people about how evil Islam is, then they would have done a greater job. So what did Mr. Bush do? He used the word crusade to that war against terror, but he did not realize that the American people do not know hardly anything about the first crusade. So now he became this confused leader. So now he changed his mind. So he stopped using the word crusade. So now Professor Todd Green thinks that Mr. George W. Bush had some mixed messaging when it comes to his war against the terrorists, the Muslims. Yes, indeed, Professor Todd Green, the Muslims of the world did not like it at all. Neither did the Muslims of America. Neither you or the liberals like you in America. How dare George W. Bush to call the war on terror a crusade, even though there was nothing wrong for calling it a crusade, because it is similar to the original crusade. It is a war for defensive reasons. We did not go to fight the Muslim in Iraq and Afghanistan because we want to invade their countries, but we need to find the source of tyranny, the corruption, the leaders of Al-Qaeda to get rid of them. But because the knowledge of Mr. George W. Bush was so limited, he saw that the Al-Qaeda, the Muslim jihadi, only live in Iraq and in Afghanistan, not knowing, once again, that Muslim believers live all over planet Earth. And trust me, no president of any country will ever fight the Muslims all over planet Earth, because then we will be crushed by the Muslims all over the world. That's why, as I said, and I repeat again, this is a spiritual warfare, not a physical war. It is a war against Islam ideology, the teaching of Allah in the Quran, and the commands of Muhammad in the Hadith. And it will never be won by bullets and bombs. This is the problem with facing the reality of waging war against the Muslims. Once again, have Mr. Bush done what is right by educating the Muslims in America and around the world about Islam, he would have gained more victory than that which he did in Iraq and Afghanistan. Well, let's move on to the 2004 election, as 3 years went by after September 11. Listen carefully to Professor Todd Green.
It was really after the 2004 election, going into 2005, that the Bush administration started more deliberately to ramp up its rhetoric when it came to trying, at least casting Islam as somehow having an organic relationship to extremism or radicalism or violence or terrorism. This is where we see the real dedication to the language of Islamic radicalism, Islamic extremism.
So now Professor Todd Green has a problem with the Bush administration by using specific words to describe whom we are in war with. This rhetoric he did not appreciate, neither the Muslims in the world. That is, casting Islam as somehow having an organic relationship to terrorism or radicalism or violence or terrorism. Excuse me. Maybe, Professor Todd Green, you need to educate yourself about Islam by simply reading the Quran. Sir, have you ever read the Quran? You found that all what you reject of the rhetoric of Mr. Bush and his administrative team, it is simply what Islam is in a nutshell. Yes, Islam has so much to do with violence, has so much to do with extremism or radicalism or terrorism, but I call this the norm of Islam. You see, Mr. George W. Bush made a big mistake by dividing the Muslims into two groups, moderate peaceful Muslims and radical extreme Muslims. And in all his speeches, after September 11 until he left office, Mr. Bush used this rhetoric. And the Muslims in America never complained about what he said. It is like this. The Muslim leader of the Brotherhood of America said, "We got caught in September 11. And now what we're going to do? We have a problem." Mr. Bush helped them by saying, "Wait a minute. There are good Muslims and there are bad Muslims." And they say, "Yeah, go for it, Mr. Bush. We love you. We will vote for you." But then later, as progressively Muslims were beginning to take over America, they got their Muslim president, Obama, who will never use these words, as any liberals would not use it. They started attacking Mr. Bush about using the word radical Muslim or extreme Muslim. And that's when the Muslim Brotherhood of America said, "There is no radicalism in Islam. There is not extremism in Islam. Islam is pure love and pure peace." Now, neither one has any evidence, neither Mr. Bush nor the Muslim or the liberal of America. So in simple words, Mr. George W. Bush did not have any evidence to break the Muslims to these two imaginary groups, because there is not one verse in the Quran or one of the saying of Muhammad in the Hadith or any of the evidence of the history of Islam in the last 1400 years that Muslims ever were moderates and radicals. Because radical Islam is what Muslims are to practice and must live by. And the Muslim Brotherhood of America, notice I'm not saying nice Muslims of America, but the Muslim Brotherhood of America, the jihadi organizations, which we caught them in their own handwriting, they are here to take over America, to destroy America from the Holy Land Foundation trial. This is their strategic goal for North America, to destroy America by the hand of the Muslim believers and the infidels. Obviously, here we're talking about the Democrats, the liberals of America. They have no evidence that Islam is love or peace, because there is no love or peace anywhere in the ideology of Islam, the word of Allah in the Quran, the commands of Muhammad in the Hadith, and how Muslims lived in the last 1400 years. So here is the problem, my friends. Because of Mr. George W. Bush's lies about radical and moderate Muslims in America. Now, many of the Americans believe in moderate Muslims. And if this is true, then Muslims have the right to live in America and run for any office of their choice, and they will continue to grow in America. And when the right time comes, they will have the upper hand, and America will be destroyed by the Muslims, as they will take it for Allah. And to continue our study of Islamophobia and the 2020 election, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.